Dear fellow believers in Christ, the text for this morning's sermon is that which was just read, Mark chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. It is interesting to note that, unlike the other Gospels, Mark places this in his first chapter, along with the preaching of John the Baptist, the baptism of Christ, the calling of Simon, Andrew, James, and John. Christ just gets done preaching in a synagogue of Capernaum, so we find ourselves at the beginning of this pericope. Christ begins to enter Simon and Andrew's home. As we look at this, our text, we get a small glimpse into the pastoral heart of Christ, for we see that Christ's ministry is one of compassion, authority, and wisdom. Our text begins, immediately after they came out of the synagogue, they went to the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. That day in the synagogue was quite eventful, for Christ preached, he cast out a demon, and now he is invited over to a friend's home, one whom was just called to serve him. I'm sure that he, like most pastors on a Sunday afternoon, was looking forward to a little rest and relaxation. But upon entering the home, Simon and Andrew suddenly make apologies, let's say. They say, well, I'm sorry, my mother-in-law is sick. She's lying in bed with a fever. Well, possibly the home might not have been picked up, the dishes stacked, and the embarrassed guest was there without any special food to be given to him. I'm sure that Simon and Andrew were quite aghast at the situation after inviting him over. But Christ was a man, a minister of the people. He did not put on any air of superiority, but he was there with them in their poor condition or in their rich condition, in illness and in good health. As soon as Christ heard that Simon's mother-in-law was sick, he went to her, and he lifted her up, and she was healed. And there was a result there. She began to wait on him. Here we see Christ's miraculous power of healing. For as with most fevers, Simon's mother-in-law did not lie weak for a few hours or even a day, but suddenly she began to wait on them. I'm sure she had plenty to do. But yet here we see that Christ's compassion for people, his compassion, which is shown in love, elicited a response from all people whom he came in contact with. Just as our compassion for the people also elicits a response. Well, yes, there may be times in the parish when we're working with an individual and things just seem to be working along so well, and they're making great strides in their faith, in their knowledge of the Lord and His Word. And that compassion that we have for them is starting to come to the forefront. We see some results happening. But yet also there will be those individuals who, as crusty as they can be, no matter how much we reach out to them, no matter how much we visit them,
or speak to them, show them the Lord's love through us,
they will still seem not to be affected by it. But we must be assured that as with Christ's compassion for Simon's mother-in-law, who elicited a response from her, our compassion for God's people will also bring about a positive response, even though we do not see it. But Christ's ministry was not just one of compassion, but also one of authority.
Mark seems to key in on this,
for as he notes Christ's preaching in the synagogue, they marveled, saying, "He teaches not like the scribes, he's teaching with authority." And also after he cast out the demon out of a man there, they even wondered, what kind of man is this, who even the evil spirits are subject to him and obey him? Well, after they reclined a while in Simon and Andrew's home, I'm sure that he was again, Christ, looking forward to some rest. But then the text says that the whole town came out and gathered at his door, and there were brought to him many who were ill and filled with a demon.
And Christ again ministered to them with his compassion and with his authority.
Demons were cast out. Many were healed. And yet he was not permitting the demons to speak because they knew who he was. We carry the same authority with us in the ministry because ours is an authority of the Word of God. That Word which is already victorious over Satan and over death and over sin. And there may be times in our ministry where it seems as though that authority has been overruled by Satan and his kingdom. That our work is ineffective. That all of our efforts seem to be worth nothing. And sometimes we're going to feel like we might as well just leave the ministry and go into the business world because it sure doesn't seem like we can make any kind of inroads here, make any kind of effect. And we'll feel like sheep that are going to be slaughtered. There is no hope for us. But it is at this time that we can be assured and we can hold on to that we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us.
Because our ministry is of Christ.
It carries his authority, the one who crushed Satan. So Christ had reclined at Simon and Andrew's home, rested.
He ministered to the people, probably
long through into the night. And as when you stay with most friends, he probably stayed up speaking with them, talking with them about his wishes, because Simon and Andrew, James and John, were suddenly called from their business, that of being fishermen, to serve Christ and his kingdom. But yet when it was early in the morning, Christ arose and went out alone to a place to pray. Christ sought wisdom through prayer. There's no need for us to be dogmatic about the time which we should pray as pastors. Obviously, Christ hears our prayers either early in the morning, whether we can arise out of bed at that time or not, or later on in the day. It is simply here, though, that for Christ, this was the most convenient time to pray before all of the other demands were upon him. So Christ went out to a lonely place to pray for strength, for wisdom, for the tasks at hand.
For he saw down the road what was coming.
And ours is also a ministry of prayer. Our times will be filled with those pleadings before God's throne, whereby we ask for him strength and guidance for the ministry which he gives us. And yes, there are times when we will have to go off alone,
also to regain
our thinking on the direction our ministry should take. I believe that is also a key to the text here. And even though there are many times when the demands will be so great that we do not feel we can take a day off, or maybe even an afternoon, those times are needed. We may feel as though if we leave, everything is going to fall apart,
and all that we've worked for will be broken down.
But you see, we too are dispensable.
If we do not take a break,
if we do not get away from the situation for at least a while, if we are not refreshed,
the tool which we are in God's
hands can break itself. But how interesting it is.
One translation says that
Simon and his companions were so upset not to find him that they hunted for him. And they said, "Don't you know everybody's looking for you? We need you."
But Christ said,
"Let's go somewhere else. Let's go into another nearby town. For I want to preach there also, for that is what I came for." Christ, in his wisdom, saw that the need, the main need of the people,
was to have that word preached to them.
And it is for us that on one Sunday morning we can have all of our people, at least those who do come to church, in front of us and can hear the word of God.
And that is why we here at the seminary and as
a Lutheran synod stress the importance of biblical preaching. For in our preaching, that main need,
being the forgiveness of sins, is met
as we proclaim Christ and him crucified. And Christ continued.
They did go, him, Simon and Andrew,
James and John into a nearby town in Galilee. And what was he doing there?
He was preaching,
casting out demons and healing the sick. So we see here
that in a short, somewhat less than a
24-hour period, we are given a glimpse into the pastoral heart of Christ. It was one of compassion for the people, as ours should be. It was one of authority from God Himself, as ours is.
And it is one of wisdom.
Wisdom that is sought through prayer. May this
also be the key to our ministry
as we learn from the pastoral heart of Christ. Amen.